You're listening to Codpaste on WFMU.org with People Like Us and Ergo Fizmiz. Playlists and archives are at WFMU.org/CT. And this week is called Sing Song, and we're going to be singing and making songs.
Ever since songwriters started writing songs, they have written songs about a rose.
About a rose.
Red roses, blue roses, old roses, new roses, roses from the south and east and west. But here's the rose song that I love the best.
The best.
And it's funny because when people who are songwriters and pop groups or whatever, when they're making sample music, they start with a sample and use it immediately to make a song. Whereas making a song for us has been a bit of an afterthought, really, where we've made a huge piece of music that's sometimes three times longer than your what's considered to be the pop song length. And then we thought, oh, let's put a verse in there, just sort of shove it in that middle bit there. And and we're almost at the point now, and we have been for about a year of putting all these things together, where it's almost like adding the icing, the layer of chocolate and the cherry on the cake to add a line of verse, a load of nonsense over the top, to make it feel finished. Not always at all, but it often feels that way.
You know, it's sampling's another way of composing music. And one thing that I've always done as a composer of music is enjoyed making pop songs, because I love pop music, and so does Vicky. So when we started working together, it became a natural diversion to start making pop songs.
And often when we're singing the song, we're singing it in with someone else's tune. Quite often a piece of classical music or something, but doing completely different vocals. Which is very much the traditional way of doing parody in comedy and so on.
Thine love is mine. Thine heart with mine entwined, love, my soul for thee doth pine. Thine eye doth shine, thine life with mine combined, love, thou art my Valentine. Lips like apple wine, face like calcimine,
oh fine,
my clinging vine, my voice for thee doth whine, you're older than auld lang syne.
Twinkle, little star, how you wonder who I am. Way up in the sky so low, you're a better man than I am. Old Black Joe.
I suppose I should also say a few things about the difference between making songs in the, I suppose, the conventional way and making songs using sampling. Because it's a very different process, because you can sit with a ukulele or a guitar or a piano or a harmonium or any instrument you want, and play around with chords and then a melody, and then lyrics grow from that, or at least that's the way it works with me. but with sampling it's very different, because you get fragments of melody from the samples, and in a lot of ways it's that the melody can already be created for you from a combination of things before you start to think of words, and then words grow from what can already be a completed melody. On the other hand, it can work by the chords within the samples. A new melody can come out of that. Also, you can take different samples and use pitch shifting to create new melodies, but generally it's a combination of these different things. And in a lot of ways, melodies can come that the imagination on its own couldn't have come up with, and you can find melodies that are constructed in different ways to what you might have thought of just sat with an instrument and imagining a melody from a chord progression.
Would you like to come for dinner? Would you like to come for grouse? Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
The first one of which was this, where we took these sounds from, I think, some Charles Barlow and his orchestra live from Blackpool Winter Gardens type record, and made this collage. And then the way this happened, because Vicky and I had always collaborated on music without vocals, or at least without our vocals, and I was going around with the tune of this collage going round and round in my head, and then these words started to come out of their own accord. Would you like to come for dinner? Would you like to come for grouse? And so I tried it out, tried putting some vocals over the collage, and sent it over to Vicky, and she liked, and then she added her vocals too, and we came out with something like this.
Would you like to come for dinner?
Would you like to come for grouse?
We can eat it at a restaurant. So great, I could eat your little bottom on a plate. I would like to eat your eyes as well when the monkey wins a yummy dinner bell.
And ever since then, it's kind of become a real integral part of what we do, and I'm really happy with that, because it's so much fun to do.
I guess the most immediate thing that comes to mind of the sing-song in the sample world is, first of all, with hip-hop and people sampling vocals, and then since then people sampling hip-hop using things like James Brown. And also in the 90s, there were lots of pop hits which were using samples of vocals as the main riff. And also since then, there's been the mashup where people have been using a cappella to make music. The most obvious ones being the mashup, and when mashups first started, everyone was sampling the same stuff like Eminem and so on. And since then, and before then, more so, you've got people who make sample music with instruments who sing. A.E. come to mind, that's Andrew and Emiko, and Andrew was in Stockhausen and Wartman, but now he does music with vocals. Earlier predecessors to this would have to be in the 80s, Jim Thirlwell with Fetus.
Cirrhosis of the heart, the horse before the cart, for clothes before you start.
I love old, very old pop music, really from the end of the 19th century onwards, and the kind of things that have been really influential in the songs that Vicky and I put together have been things like the songs that Bert Kalmer and Harry Ruby wrote for the Marx Brothers.
I'm Dr. Hackenbush, my medical standing's very high. Well, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I am Dr. Hackenbush.
He's Dr. Hackenbush.
I'm Dr. Hackenbush. As a matter of fact, to be exact, I'm Dr. Hackenbush.
Things like the Comedian Harmonists. And all that wonderful British dance band music of the 1920s and 1930s.
Tell me about my love, tell me, oh moon, who is she thinking of? Does she belong to me, or is she fancy free while you are gleaming, beaming? Oh, let me know, moon. Are we to be apart? Tell me, oh moon, has she another heart? Though it would hurt me so, still I would like to know, oh moon, oh moon.
Two magnificent examples I can think of people working with sample-based music and then putting vocals over the top are CRISPR, which is written X per XR, and also Freddie Maguire, which is written Freddie Maguire. These are awkward artist types. CRISPR, I've known of his music for at least 10 years now, and he does many things, but they're all based around appropriation of songs that already exist, or at least that's all what I've heard. This can be karaoke, where he sings over the top of well-known songs by people like Prince, or it could be playing a guitar over a live concert, playing it quite badly as well. Or it could be one of the more complex things he did was a whole album of cover versions done in traditional Chinese instrumentation.
Yeah.
Bush is pretty amazing, just even to think about. Freddie Maguire is the artist, Anne Maguire, and she sings over the top of Sample Collage in a very freeform kind of way, I guess. And the effects are amazing, and I've not heard anything quite like it, actually.
All right, Freddie. Anytime you're ready, we have the music.
Sunsets are matching and some are not. And this, she thought, was a definition of a snot. Oh, her dress and her socks look so good, and mine certainly do not. And even if they could, I would not wish that ever not. That was pretty good, thanks. I think that looked really good on the album.
And a huge influence on this work is Noel Coward.
She refused to begin the biggin' when they besought her to. And in language profane and obscene, she cursed the man who taught her to. She cursed Cole Porter too. From this it's fairly clear that Nina, in her demeanor, was so offensive that when the hatred of her friends grew too intensive, she thought she'd better beat it while she had the chance.
And also the Sherman Brothers, who wrote all those wonderful songs for Disney films.
His word and all would say there goes a clever gent.
When Dukes and Martha Rogers pass a time of day with me, I say me special word and then they ask me out to tea.
Woo!
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I'm the little
Backwards, so when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay. Just summon up this word and then you've got a lot to say. But better use it carefully or it could change your life.
For example?
Yes?
All of my written stuff.
Yes?
Is relatively meaningless and nonsensical. But it's about the combination of the words and the sounds and the rhythms that can be created from the interplay and juxtaposition of the different words. So basically it's the same thing as...
Yes?
As the way that Vicky and I combine sounds in sound collages. And it's done with the same sort of playfulness and unserious aesthetic.
Yes?
I don't know what started me off on the whole singing thing, because I always had this thing where I thought, well... You know,
yes.
This sounds ridiculous, actually, but I thought, well, if you can't do it properly, you shouldn't do it. Well, if I'd applied that attitude to everything else that I've ever done, then I don't think I'd do very much at all.
Yes.
Apart from very mundane things. It's funny because when I think about, I've done lots of things where I've done silly things like karaoke and so on. Like my friends and I used to make karaoke tapes with a very kind of an amateur, well, actually it just sounds pretty much like what I'm doing now, but just on a double cassette deck with a microphone and a guitar, and that was 25 years ago.
It's impossible to say, but there's one thing I must say before I go. I love you, you know. I'll be thinking of you in most everything I do. Now the time is moving on, and I really should be gone. And then one more time. I love you.
I love you.
Your cute, honey ways. And though we've got to save
your kisses for me. Save all your kisses for me.
Bye bye, baby. Bye bye.
Da, 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 da.
Don't cry, honey, don't cry. Gonna walk out the door, but I'll soon be back for more. Kisses for me, save all your kisses for me. So long, honey, so long. Hang on, baby, hang on. Don't you dare me to stay. Even though I got to say,
got to work each day, and that's why I try.
And I just need to before I go. I love you.
I love you.
Honey bee, won't you save them up for me? Your kisses for me, save all your kisses for me.
Da, 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 da,
bye bye, baby, bye bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Don't cry, honey, don't cry. Gonna walk out the door, but I'll soon be back for more. Kisses for me, save all your kisses for me.
Bye,
baby,
so long.
Hang on, baby, hang on. Don't you dare to stay, cause you know I got to say. Kisses for me, save all your kisses for me. Bye, baby, bye-bye. Don't cry, honey, don't cry. Won't you stay there for me, even though you're only three?
We haven't used Sex Biscuit yet, unless you...
Yes?
So it might be worth using Sex Biscuit for some of this.
We've been working on a piece between us using... some samples from Henry Mancini. And Winifred Atwell. And a few other things, and a few instruments. But yeah, it was called Sex Biscuit. And here is the initial version that I sent over to Vicky.
Thank you.
And here is Vicky's response. And then Vicky suggested that we use these sauces to make a song, a new song. And this made perfect sense to me because with because there's lots of melodies in it, and with the name Sex Biscuit, it immediately inspired this piece of nonsense to do with a Romeo and Juliet style scene, a man serenading a woman with a tuba like Stan Laurel does in Laurel and Hardy's Swiss Miss, where they sing Let Me Call You Sweetheart. And the words that I came up with are something like, on a winter's evening I will come to you and stand beneath the window like Stan Laurel with a tuba, and I'll play when you will play the rumba with the tuba, and bring you a tasty treat, something good for you to eat, it will land right by your feet. Won't you taste my biscuit? Come on, dare to risk it. Touch my biscuit this evening. You see me by the window. My biscuit is wet like the grass after the tempest and hot like a cookie. I'm stirred and also shooky. And then there's a second verse too, but you'll hear that in a minute. Because this is the combination of my initial version, Vicky's response, and some words. And it's made up the song Sex Biscuit.
Got your a cappella in your mashup.
On a winter's evening, I will come to you and stand beneath the window like the moral with a tuba, and I'll play when you must play the rumba on the tuba. Then do you a tasty treat? It will land right by your feet. Something good for you.
Won't you taste my biscuit? Come on, there's a risky of my biscuit this evening.
Would you like to come for dinner? Would you like to come for us? We can eat
ne gamma kanni o konna no hilo la hui ki valla mo hoki kai ki luna ma la mo la mo no no hui la mo hoki kai kai ki luna.
On that winter's evening when I stand and throw up the axe onto your balcony, you will see just how I feel. I would like to share a meal that's been smothered with your news. And your roots and other roses that will drink it from your boots.
Won't you taste my whiskey? Come on, there's a risky of my whiskey. This evening, you'll see me by the window. My whiskey is when I play rocks of government and kind. And on my bookie, I'm sad and lonely.
You've got your acapella in your mashup. You've got your acapella in your mashup.
You've been listening to the sing-song installment of Cod Paste with People Like Us and Ogre Business on WFMU.org. Playlists and archives can be found at wfmu.org/playlists/CT.